Melissa, it's nice to see you here in Denver at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, and I'm sure that AgWired fans may or may not realize that when they see the little news tidbits that we post, which we call Zimfo Bites, that you are the person that's doing that and posting it, and you also work for the Beef Board. So for people who haven't been able to keep up and know what you're doing, tell me a little bit about this job you're doing with the Beef Board now.
Good morning, Chuck. Thank you for being here. I am the ghost behind Zimfo Bites, for one, yes. And the other thing I do is work for the Beef Board as trade media manager, which means I handle all of the print and audio press releases that come out on a weekly basis. I handle a lot of trade shows, primarily Ag Media Summit coming up the end of this month, and National Association of Farm Broadcasters later in November in Kansas City, and a few various other big shows, World Ag, World Dairy, throughout the year. So those are my primary responsibilities, and just a lot of writing and a lot of audio.
Well, I'm going to be at Ag Media Summit, of course. And what are we going to hear from Beef Board then?
We are going to talk about our new website that actually just launched yesterday morning. It's really exciting for producer communications. We hope that this is a tool that will bring together beef and dairy producers across the U.S. We're going to have producer profiles there. And, of course, from my perspective, we have an expanded media room, which is slick as a whistle and almost too easy. So we hope that'll be one of the benefits for our media friends.
And that's it. What is it?
MyBeefCheckoff.com. Mm-hmm.
So when you go there, there is some public information, but there is a login process too?
Yes, there is public information where they can find State Beef Council access, all about the Beef Checkoff, the different programs of the checkoff. But then as a media person, you go to the newsroom and you can log in, which gives you exclusive access to some of the other things that the general public can't see. And you can, if you have a story request, that you can fill out a form that says this is what the information that I'm looking for, and we have producer profiles up there as well. And so
are you like one of the persons managing that site?
I am. It is our producer communications team. So Diane Henderson and Lynn Hines and myself are all responsible for updating that. But the media room is kind of my section of the site.
Well, looking at this conference, I know it's a much more relaxed atmosphere, I guess you'd say, than the winter meeting. What can we expect here as far as media who will be attending? What's your expectation?
I think we had about 30 media registered. The big event, especially for today, is going to be our Beef Dairy Symposium. That's going to be one of my main stories coming out of it. Also on Friday, we have the BQA Awards that are coming out, which is a really big deal. So it is a smaller media room, a little more relaxed, but we're always busy here.
Great. Well, thank you, Melissa. Looking forward to working with you here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.